On this week's episode of Bungalow on the Bus, we are hanging out at Kaya with our official attorney, Moses DeWitt.
Hey there.
Hey, how do you feel about Filipino food?
It's delicious.
It is.
Welcome to Bungalow and the Bus. I am the Bus, John Busdegger.
And I'm Noodles for Breakfast, Brendan O'Connor from Bungalower.com.
Noodles for Breakfast?
I know. That's where there's certain countries around the world where you could do that, like in the Philippines.
Have you been to the Philippines?
No, but I've had their food, and you're about to have some here, too. We're at Kaya.
Yes, we are, and we have our official attorney with us tonight.
Just in case things get raucous.
Moses DeWitt.
Never know with you two.
Mm-hmm. Mo, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Mo, you're so busy. You've been doing a million things.
And John keeps me very busy.
Yeah.
It's true. So I work at the DeWitt Law Firm and justcallmo.com.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-huh. And we've been doing these chicken parm videos. Have you seen one?
Yes, I have, and I love it.
Uh-huh.
You have stickers now that put up
do.
If you like the chicken parm, right?
Mo, do you want to explain the chicken parm series?
I mean, there's not a whole lot to explain. We go around, we eat chicken parm. We describe it and we review it.
We don't.
I do.
This is something you wanted to do for a long time.
Well, I like chicken parm. It's delicious food.
It is.
And I figure it's a good way to kind of, you know, spotlight local businesses, kind of like what you guys do, have some fun, and we can write off lunch that way.
Yeah. So the entire concept is Mo just eats chicken parmesan at different restaurants.
How many have you done so far?
5, I think.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we're always looking for places. So if you know a good place that has chicken parmesan, send us a message and we'll go.
You'll get a video out of it.
Uh-huh.
If it's good.
We're trying to find the best chicken parm. So.
What happens if it's a bad chicken parm?
We probably just won't air the video.
You'll never know you were there.
It's
never
pretty hard to mess up chicken parm,
hey,
by the way.
I've had some pretty bad chicken parm.
Yeah, it's a fine delicacy.
Yeah.
So the last one we went to was Goodfellas, which is in East Orange County. If you've never been, super good.
Cool spot, yeah.
I heard we might be doing a show there in the near future.
We might. But to reference your other thing, we had some window clings made that says Mo tested, Mo approved.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I think that's perfect. That's exactly what y'all should be doing.
So if it wasn't approved by Mo, should you even go?
Why are you always rhyming everything?
Yeah, it's easy with my name.
Is it?
It rhymes a lot of stuff.
It does.
We
I
lean
can never
into
rhyme
it.
Brendan.
Speaking
it
of,
doesn't, it doesn't rhyme with
we'll
much.
Brainstorm some stuff.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Speaking of chicken parm, they do not have chicken parm here at Kaya.
They don't.
Not yet.
And I have to say, one of the reasons we're here, I love this place anyway. It's in the old Dandelion Community Cafe spot. They completely gutted this old bungalow.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know.
Never recognize
you would not even know.
No, this is like the inside of a genie bottle now. Mm-hmm. It's just
it
so
beautiful.
Magical.
Mm-hmm.
Very
it's
organic
like,
looking.
This is the after of the makeover reveal.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Dandelion was the before person with the glasses and the hair that hasn't been washed.
Do you remember my Dandelion clothes, John?
Kind of.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, well, the employees
it was
revolted.
It was like a vegan place. Mm-hmm. It was like the vegan spot.
It is good. They had good food.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
and then their employees went on strike because they wanted to get paid more. And it was like during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. And they were like, we can't pay you more because there's no money. And then they got shut down.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you know what? We're just going to close.
That's what the owners were like.
Yeah, the owners like, we're just going to close. If you guys want to get paid more, we don't have the money. I don't know what to tell you. Let's just close. And then they shut down. And now it's this big, beautiful Filipino restaurant. It's all about family.
Mm-hmm.
Or comma. It starts with a K.
But one of the reasons we're here, Brendan, is because they were just recently nominated as a James Beard nominated
best restaurant.
New restaurant in the United States.
Which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Kabuki's the only one that's gone that far, right?
For
Kabuki Sushi?
Yeah, he gets it for best chef, though, Henry.
Okay.
This is a different category.
And he's never placed in this category then, so this is a new category altogether for Orlando.
And you only got one shot at best new restaurant.
Only got one shot.
Yeah, it's like
M&M.
Well, it was more like...
Oh, that was a Hamilton thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was going M&M. So.
Yeah.
Oh, you both went there. Like Mom's Spaghetti.
Yeah. So they're nominated, and I think there's 10 other people in the United States, across the United States, and they're one of them.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing. And they'll love it. I can't wait for you guys to try
it. It is beautiful in here.
Right?
Yeah, it's a beautiful
place. It's busy.
Yeah.
Mo's first time here, first time here.
It feels like you're in, like, a friend's house.
Yeah, it does have that feeling.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're just hanging out.
I don't have friends this fancy.
No.
But
I disagree. I've been to some of your friends' houses for parties.
Oh, that's true.
And they hired restaurants to come pop up in their backyard.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. You're right.
And
I do have fancy friends.
Yeah.
I do have fancy
friends with Brendan. He's pretty fancy.
That's true. He doesn't let me in his house, though.
For good reason.
Soon.
Soon. Yeah. All right.
Well, because he's a stealer.
Yeah.
He steals
Klepto.
Well, how was your week?
My week was good. I'm trying to think what I did. I know I went roller skating one night. Okay. I know I went and saw the Descendants and the Circle Jerks one night.
Okay.
Fun week.
Yeah.
Fun weekend.
Was that a band or like
a show?
Or a show. Or a dinner in a
show. It was out at House of Blues.
House of Blues.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I love it.
I got Elliot calling me from Red Panda right now. I'm going to have to answer that.
Is he here?
Maybe he needs an attorney, Mo.
I hope not. He might need an attorney.
He might need an attorney.
Yeah, wow. They're driving all the time. Text him and tell him you'll call him.
I will. Mo, what was your week like?
Just worked mostly. Nothing too crazy. Went to Tampa one night.
Any crazy cases you can tell us about?
Probably, but I probably shouldn't tell you about them yet.
Not yet. We got to wait till they close.
Exactly. We'll save them for later.
All right. I'm excited. I did my second last bingo ever.
Oh, yeah.
I saw, and you have your last one coming up, what, next week?
Next week. I'm excited. I'll be ending it. I need a break.
Brenda.
Retiring?
Yeah. No. Just
I thought he was dying
break.
When he posted that. Brenda's last bingo. I was like, oh, my gosh.
R.I.P. Brenda.
He did text me. He said, are you dying?
Mm-hmm.
Are you dying? Not yet, John. Sorry to let you down.
All right.
Yeah.
Do I have to take over?
Yeah, but you're just going to throw all this out and call it a day.
I'm going to light all your costumes on fire.
All my costumes?
Uh-huh.
I already told Scotty if I die, I want him to have an open house, and everybody can just come in and just take all
just
my
take
stuff.
Whatever they want.
Just take what you want. Mm. I think that's the best way to do it.
That's a good idea.
And then I'll be staying at the Rosen this weekend for they have a Sippin' Saver event at the... Oh, wow, I'm not very good. I can't remember what it's called, but I'm going for the Orlando Magazine. So.
Is that like Rosen Shingle Creek? Or?
Oh, that's the fancy Rosen.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's
there's a few Rosens.
Yeah. It's a fancy Rosen.
I think Shingle Creek's the fancy
that's
one.
That's the fancy one.
Okay, yeah. That's where I'm going. And our April newspaper's coming out, so I'll be delivering right up until I go to the fancy Rosen. Put on my paperboy hat
there
and deliver a newspaper.
And you can see Mo's face in that newspaper.
Ah. Yes, you can. Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put my face on anything.
I did get one of your bathing suits.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I did.
No,
I haven't tried it on yet.
Typically reserved for women, but that's okay.
It's a one piece.
I got it specifically for the Semantics podcast cruise.
Oh, you're going on that.
I am.
That looks like a great time, honestly.
Mexico.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
We're going to Mexico.
It's what, a virgin ship, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't be when Brendan gets done with it. Am I right?
I hope not. If I'm going to Mexico, I want to come back with something.
You probably will.
Depends what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm going on the Tom and Dan one, too. Are you doing that one?
I'll be on the Tom and Dan one.
Me, too.
Are you really?
Uh-huh.
I'll be on that.
All right.
They want me to come on as Brenda.
Ah.
Oh, boy.
So I'll be rocking out that bathing suit then, too.
How's Brenda do on the open seas?
I've never done a cruise.
Oh,
so okay. I might just be in the room the whole time.
Well, we're going to test it on the Semantics one.
Yeah, which is it's only 4 days, I think. 3 days, the Semantics
sounds about
one.
Right.
I think the other one is, too. Tom and Dance is only three or four days.
Was there shorter?
Yeah. It's not like a week or
we'll
anything.
We'll see what happens.
Those BDMs can't afford a week cruise.
Do a nine-month cruise. Yeah. Nine-month podcast cruise.
You want to talk news?
I do.
I got a bunch.
Oh, good. Good.
First up, the governor just suspended Commissioner Regina Hill from office.
I don't think that was a surprise to anybody.
Not one person, except maybe Regina Hill, because she really thought that she's pleading not guilty.
But we have an attorney here.
Proven guilty.
Yeah, I mean, Mo would tell their client to probably.
Of course. You don't just plead guilty right away. That's not how this goes.
I thought you should, because if you.
This isn't Canada.
If you ultimately are proven guilty after claiming not guilty, then you're. Your sentence will be worse.
Well, it's not about whether you're innocent or guilty. It's about whether they can prove that you're guilty.
But they have. They've investigated her for 13 months.
I'm not saying they can't, but
they
you have to look
the
at the evidence.
They got the bank statements that show that she's been spending the money of this 96-year-old constituent.
I'm sure she's got a good good something.
I wonder if she's just going to be like, well, she's crazy. She's a crazy old lady.
Pleads insanity.
Who doesn't know anything. Yeah, right? She's
well,
like,
this
she clearly
is why you
forgot.
Plead guilty. You can... Take your day in court.
Would that work if she's just like, like this lady's in receivership or whatever because she doesn't know how to do anything, and she just forgot that she let me spend her money. We didn't think she'd be living this long.
That's usually not a viable excuse, but...
What did you bring? We're getting shots or something. What'd you give us?
These are snackeries.
Snackeries?
They're snack-sized daiquiris that you get to shoot.
Oh, boy.
I was so excited, I just knocked everything over.
Oh, my gosh, Brendan.
We can't take him anyway.
First and last time. Oh, he's calling 911.
Oh, my gosh. My phone called 911. Did you see that?
The SWAT team's going to show up here.
Snackeries.
Again?
Snackeries.
Prost.
Cheers. How do they say cheers in the Philippines? Yeah. Ah, we will talk after. Yeah.
Hoo-hi. Hoo-hi.
That is good.
Hoo-kai.
All right, we got some food coming out here. We're here.
That's better.
This is off the rails. We're at
the other Kaya. One sounded dirty.
But we're at Kaya tonight, hanging out.
Yeah.
I'm just giving people a reminder if they just joining us.
Why? Because I got distracted?
A little
bit.
Well,
you're calling 911 over here in the middle of the show.
They're going to call you back and be like, are you okay?
It wasn't me. It was the AI in my phone.
Always blame an AI.
It's the AI.
All right, Brendan. All right. So we were talking about Commissioner Hill, or technically suspended Commissioner Hill right now.
The artist formerly known as Commissioner Regina Hill.
So she is suspended, which means there's a vacant seat right now on the Orlando City Council.
Yeah.
And
they're going to have a very special election.
Yeah, there's going to be a special election, which I think they have to do in 45 days, right? And so right now they haven't actually, nobody's filed anything as of today.
It takes a little bit of time. They only have a certain amount of time to make it all the wheels get into motion.
There's a few names in the ring right now.
Who?
Did you see that?
No.
Oh, that person you said the other week, the guy who runs Onyx Magazine.
The guy who runs, he wants to run?
I don't think he's officially done. I don't think anybody has officially done it.
He's crazy.
Why doesn't Brenda
say that
run
on the radio? He's an interesting, colorful character.
Brenda should throw her hat in the ring.
You got to live in the district. And I don't live in the district.
We can relocate you.
Yeah, I would run.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, actually,
as Brenda?
Yeah, sure. Just to say.
I think it'd be great.
And my platform would be like, I'll never steal from old people.
That's a good platform.
Unless they're not looking.
I know there's another woman who will probably.
What if it's, this election's like stealing candy from old people.
Well, there's another woman running. I think her name is Shane. Is it Shane Rose? Is that her name?
I don't know her.
She ran last time, lost, but she has been
just
like
the beauty
a
queen.
No, that's somebody else.
Okay.
This woman, she's a community activist. She lives in the district. She's been critical of Commissioner Hill for years. So I think she'll probably run as well.
I'll be watching. I'll be watching to see what happens.
It's interesting because if you look at District 5, if you look at the map, a lot of it is Paramore and West.
Paramore and West.
But there is a sliver that is like, quote unquote, downtown.
Downtown core. There are more people living in the downtown core than there are in the rest of that district. Yes.
Okay.
In those high rises and everything.
Okay.
Yes. I think I said there's 5,000 people living in Paramore.
But District 5 is bigger than that.
It's
goes
also
way
West Lakes
far.
And, yeah.
But what I was getting at is like, traditionally,
what are you getting at, John?
Traditionally, that has been a majority black district, which means the commissioner is usually black as well. But I'm curious if anybody who lives in that sliver might
run.
The
only person that tried to run and mobilize that downtown base was our old salesperson, Sarah Albandri.
Okay.
She used to work for Bungalow.
But she lived west of I-4, though.
She did. She lived in Paramore, but she was really trying to get that youth vote downtown.
She didn't do terrible, but there was also like 12 people running when she ran. So you split the vote at that point.
She had a lot of people running against her.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a very
yeah.
qualified
it
people.
Is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But
which is a shame.
Yeah. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see who runs and actually who wins. And it's quick.
Did you hear about this guy who got life in prison for attacking some cops with a brick on Facebook Live?
I think I remember when it happened, but I haven't followed it since then.
It's not a good thing to do.
No.
We're not condoning that.
Not approved by Bungalow.
I guess he went on Facebook Live, and he was hiding behind a car, and he picked up a brick, and he was like, I'm going to beat up these cops. And then he like left his phone and he jumped down, hit them in the head with some bricks, knocked them down. Other cops showed up. They got him. Like now he's life in prison. So, and he tried for himself.
He tried to defend himself. I mean, he's got to be a crazy person. Like,
oh, yeah. He looks crazy.
Yeah.
Although he looks like he was also recently roughed up as well. Like, he looks pretty beat up.
Well, that might happen to you if you try to beat up some cops with a brick.
I would think. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
I guess that's all we need to leave it there, but he'll be in jail. One Pulse is refusing to provide records on how it spent its county funds. Did you see this?
I did, but I actually didn't read that story. But, like, explain to me how they can get away. Maybe Mo could explain this as an attorney.
They don't really exist anymore, right?
All right.
They've dissolved.
But somebody has that
so
info.
They have, well, that's they're kind of saying, like, okay, so context is they were given $10 million of tourist tax development dollars from the county to help build a museum. They spent $6.5 million of it.
Okay.
On stuff.
We don't know what they spent
various
it on.
Various stuff.
Although we do at least know that 3-point-something was spent on a property, like a warehouse.
They bought a
warehouse.
They
were
going
to build the museum. At the end, they said, oh, we are out of money and we're dissolving, you know, Story County.
Here, whoopsies, take, all the money's gone.
Yeah. And here, but you can have this property if you want, county. Okay. We can't give you the money back, but we can give you this beautiful warehouse that's illegally occupied, even though we won't
minor
that.
Details.
Minor details. And the county was like, well, fine. And then they got hit with unpaid property tax payments for
$50,000.
Yeah, 52.
Sounds about right.
52.
I feel like I was the county, I would just call over and be like, hey, make this go away.
And now the county's like, well, that's why it's gone this far. Mm. It's because the city and the county are like, we just don't want to deal with this anymore. You're crazy. Like, the foundation spent over $20 million in its 7-year existence, but nobody knows where the money really went other than salaries.
They had a few scholarships that I think they said they paid for,
yeah,
too.
For 1 year, they did, what, 49?
49, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
49
so,
scholarships.
So the county wants
$2,000 a piece.
So the county wants to know.
So the county's like, well, what did you spend the money on so we can settle this, you know? So we need to see itemized what you spent the money on. And they're like, if you want, you can go look through these boxes of receipts. But that's it. That's
so,
all you get.
So we
and
talked
they,
about
they
this
want
last
bank
week.
Records, and they won't give them bank records.
So Mo, if you were
they're
the county, yeah, and you wanted to sue, who do you sue? Do you sue the organization?
Well, you can still, even though they've dissolved at this point, you can still sue them.
Okay.
And then at that point, once you file the lawsuit, then they can be required to provide bank documents. Mm-hmm. You know, typically, until you file a lawsuit, there's no obligation to do it unless it's part of the grant that they got or something like that. But there's no legal duty for them to provide the records. Once you file a lawsuit, though, then you have discovery, the discovery process, and then you can subpoena them or do requests to produce and force them to provide those documents.
So my other question...
Who are you suing?
Yeah, who are you suing?
Well, you're still suing the... Even though they dissolved, typically, I forget the period of time, but I think it's up to 2 years after they dissolved, you can still sue the actual organization. And the people sometimes associated with that.
So, like the board.
Yeah, the board.
So and that's what we were talking about last week.
So let's say the board or the organization, so they would probably need to have attorneys on their side with all this. Who pays them? Does the board have to pay them? Or like who takes that case?
Well,
if there's no money anywhere.
That's where if you start suing individual members of the board for wrongdoing, then the board's going to hire those people are going to have to hire their own attorneys, essentially. They're going to have to pay out of pocket. Maybe they could, you know, the organization is defunct.
Yeah.
So they can't really go after the organization unless there's some assets there, which it doesn't sound like there really are.
No, because they've spent it all. But with the board then, are those people just going to be like, I didn't sign up for this. I just signed up to, like, be on a board.
Too late. But they should have read the bylaws, you know?
All right.
That's a fiscal board. Like those people were on that board because they probably bought into the board, you know, with a... So there's a little bit of financial.
I mean, they ain't broke, those people on that board. They're usually well-to-do folks.
Well, no. We know they're not broke because they got paid a lot of money from the.
Well, and that's the thing. They're going to allege, you know, you were paid these funds probably improperly would be the allegation. And so they may sue those people personally. And again, I'm speculating here. I don't know the details.
Yeah.
But they could possibly sue them personally to ask them to repay some of those salaries, saying that you were paid improperly or overpaid or.
Got it.
You know, things of that long.
Meanwhile, not a peep from Barbara Poma, the former owner of the Pulse nightclub property, She or her husband. Got her $2 million.
We shouldn't leave her husband out, right?
What?
We shouldn't leave her husband out. It's her and her husband.
Her husband pretty quality
wasn't.
Over
her
here.
Husband wasn't dressing in all white and calling everybody angels.
No, he wasn't. No, you're right. You're right.
Her husband was like probably in the background saying, "Just take the cash." And
so
shut
why
up.
Not just give them the stuff? Is it because there's probably something embarrassing on there that they don't want to give up?
Yeah, or they just don't know how to do it. Maybe anyone who's left just doesn't have access to the accounting. I don't know, but they could say that. I think it's because they're hiding something.
They could be hiding something, or they could just not want to deal with it and say, "It, you know, it's defunct. It's not my problem anymore." But then obviously it's going to become their problem when the lawsuit starts.
Actually, kind of says a lot about the people there because that they think they can just kind of will it away.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. By just pretending. Get your head out of the sand.
Yeah.
They're coming for you.
Mm. Yeah.
They want that money.
Doesn't look good.
Are we doing okay on time?
Yeah, yeah. One more thing. One more thing. Quickly.
Well, since we're talking about Pulse, Pulse families are pissed. And they don't like how the city is parodying the way that One Pulse was trying to handle the tragedy. You know, like the city has taken over ownership of the property. They don't know what they're doing with the museum yet. The T-shirt stand's still there, you know. I got something to say about that. And they also are bringing back, it's called the Rainbow Community Run.
Yeah, they've done this every year.
Do you know what that is?
I mean, it's a run.
It parrots the path that people had to run from the nightclub to the hospital, John.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I mean, and that's what the families are saying. This is insane. Not only did it happen once, and now the city's running the same marathon.
They've done that every year, though, have they not?
Gross. just look at your face.
I'm speechless. I mean, who came up with this idea?
Who came up with that idea? And then who at the city was like, you know what? We're going to keep doing it because the community loves it. Mm. And they're calling it. Hold up. I got a great quote. Let me blah, blah, blah. I don't know. They called it. It was basically like a rainbow buffoonery. The fundraising event itself is distasteful for its disregard of the tragedy's solemnity through rainbow buffoonery. Insensitive as runners joyfully retrace the path survivors took while they ran for their lives, and wasteful due to the squandering of resources required to fund this charade. You know, it's like, do we need a marathon? Is the city doing it to fundraise for the new museum?
You know, I don't know. I mean,
why do it?
I don't know why they started originally. We should probably take a break here. I don't know if it was the
perfect
try
time to take a break.
Okay, we'll take a break. All right, we'll see. We're here at Kaya.
And food just showed up, and I can't wait to eat that risotto.
Mo DeWitt.
John, how are you?
I'm great, but I hear that you are giving away a motorcycle.
We are, and if you want to enter to be a part of the motorcycle giveaway, you have to go to bikerswinorlando.com, and then we'll enter you in the contest, and we're going to pick a winner and give away a motorcycle up to $20,000. So you get to pick the motorcycle you want.
So wait, Mo, I can pick any bike I want for up to $20,000?
Any bike you want.
And where do I got to go?
BikersWinOrlando.com.
That's BikersWinOrlando.com.
Hey, man, are you looking for a place that's not your laundry room or your kitchen table to do some work? Got to get away from the kids? Credo Conduit is the co-working space you've been waiting for. You'll be surrounded by other creatives, entrepreneurs, coffee roasters, journalists, and nonprofit leaders who will help you celebrate your wins and help you with your needs to thrive and pursue a life of greater meaning, impact, and community. Go to CredoConduit.com today to book a tour. It's time for your weekly Enzian update. Enzian is Central Florida's only full-time alternative cinema and home to the Florida Film Festival, which starts so soon. Wicked Little Letters is screening for 1 week only. It's an Oscar-winning comedy about a 1920s English seaside town and a random scandal. Cult classic Beetlejuice screens on April 9th at 9:30 p.m. And It's Only Life After All screens on April 10th. Chronicles over 40 years of music history as told through the Indigo Girls. For more information, head to enzian.org today. Blah, blah, blah. Movies.
Welcome back to Bungalower and the Bus. I'm the Bus, John Busdegger.
And I'm Brendan O'Connor from Bungalower.com, your source for hyper-local news.
Yeah.
And with us today is our friend, mentor, guru, official
sugar
soul
daddy,
lawyer.
Sugar daddy.
Sugar daddy for one half of us.
Oh, well, both of us a little bit. Mo DeWitt of JustCallMo.com.
We're going to have to work on this intro.
I thought we were killing it.
I liked it.
You didn't like your pronouns?
I mean, sugar daddy might be a little too far.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. All right. Well, you did buy him a car.
I'm driving.
Now that you think about it.
And you fly him to exotic locales and put him up in fancy hotels.
I have some things to reevaluate in my life.
I'm just saying. Sugar Diddy. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. Let's change the subject.
We're here at Kaya tonight.
Yeah, in Mills 50.
Filipino restaurant.
Tucked away in an old bungalow that was completely gutted and redone.
Completely gutted. If you were here before when it was Dandelion, it does not look anything like
it. It's kind of like a restaurant Narnia, if you think about it. You walk through a door and you're somewhere you don't expect. Well, or a TARDIS.
It's funny because, like, Dandelion, there used to be like another room where people had like
the piano food. Room.
Yeah, and now it's just not there anymore. It's
kitchen, as it should be. Their kitchen was the tiniest thing you'd ever seen in your life.
Yeah, it was like a George Foreman grill
and a
rice cooker.
I did some art shows here, and they always ended up breaking my art because they didn't have anywhere to store it. Yeah.
That's it. They just didn't like your art?
I'm so mad about it. Or they didn't like my art.
I love your art, if it makes you feel better.
Thanks, man.
But we've been enjoying the food here. We took a bunch of photos.
What did we have? We had pork belly.
We had little sliders.
Yeah, those sliders were on little pork.
I thought they were like little desserts.
Like little cornbread pancakes.
But they're not desserts. They're sliders.
Pancit, which is like a breakfast noodle. You get a little egg. You got to break the egg yolk and scramble it up. It's delicious. With oyster sauce on it. What's this cocktail you're having, Mo?
Yeah, this is one of those places where I don't know what anything is. It's all delicious. I asked the bartender, I was like, do you have anything you recommend? And he's like, yeah, we got this thing where we handpick some mulberries.
He's more of a mixologist.
Are these the ones that he foraged himself?
Yeah, from
the mulberries? He urban foraged these.
Yeah.
Yeah, and washed them.
Maybe.
I hope so.
In a park picking berries. He brought it back and he made a drink with it. That's a job. I love that. I love that. You guys want to talk about news?
Let's do it.
All right. Newsweek, the magazine, just shared a really interesting article about squatters.
Oh, Mo has a lot to say about squatters.
And you know what? Orlando has the third most squatters out of any city in America.
As opposed to Sanders?
I get it. We're sitters. Sitters and squatters. You got things to say about squatters, Mo?
Well, tell me what the story says first.
Well, apparently right now at this very moment, there are 125 homes in Orlando that are currently occupied by squatters.
That doesn't seem very high.
I was going to say, that doesn't seem like a whole lot considering the size of Orlando.
Out of the thousands of homes, nonetheless.
I think that's a lot.
But here's the problem is how do you define a squatter? Because...
Well, there's different levels.
When you think about when someone says squatter, you think somebody who just
like
showed up on a property.
Like your brother-in-law who never leaves. Is that a squatter?
Well, maybe. But then you have a lot of people who, they had roommates and they want to kick the roommate out. The roommate doesn't want to leave. Or, they said, hey, you can stay here for 3 months if you do X, Y, and Z. And then they want to kick him out after a month because they didn't
paint
the house.
What's X, Y, and Z?
Maybe they're fixing up the house for him or painting the house. Or they're supposed to... put a new floor in or something like that.
So
there's a lot of these kinds of things where you're giving people the right to stay there and you want to revoke that right.
Okay.
And to me, that's not necessarily a squatter. That's a tenant.
A squatter is someone who just like hopped the wall and moved in, right?
Right. And that I think is actually pretty rare where you go out, you go on vacation,
you
come
home.
Maybe
that's why it's only 125 homes. But maybe they're going by that.
But how do you define, how are they defining the term squatter?
So the reason you're saying that, I feel like this is a topic that has come up a lot lately. Is that because of the governor's recent stance?
Well, he did that, and John and I were talking about this earlier. I've dealt with some squatter cases before, and it's usually something where the person in the house claims that they have some legitimate right to be there. It's not like you went on vacation and you come back and there's a new family moved into your house.
Okay.
And so, from my reading of the governor's new law is that if there's any sort of civil action, any sort of civil lawsuit over dispute of possession of the property, that the law has no teeth. So The police can't do anything in that instance. And anytime I've ever encountered a case...
Because they can't kick people out.
They can't kick people out if there's a civil action ongoing.
And you can't turn off electric power when someone's squatting either, right?
Well, and that's a standard tenant law, tenant protection law, where, you know, if you want to evict the person, even if they're not paying rent, you know, you can't turn off their power, you can't turn off their lights.
Can you play music really loud?
Even if you don't have a contract with them, too? Like, even if you don't have, like, a lease?
Well, then you have to go through an ejectment or unlawful detainer action to remove them. There's a process to it. But
just for people who just magically come down your chimney and take over your vacation home?
How often does that really happen? That's
according to the governor, every day.
I mean, every
and they're all Mexicans.
I've dealt with squatter cases before, but it was always where, right or wrong, the person in the house claimed they had some right to be there. Now,
okay.
They may not have.
Yeah, because they're crazy.
They could be crazy, but they always had a, you know, fake lease, or they said they were given a right to be there, and there was always a civil action. So, you know, what the governor did while he was trying to do something good to keep these squatters out, I don't know that it gives much more power, because once they file the civil action, you still have to go through the civil process and remove them, which can take time and money. It's not just going to be as easy as calling the cops and the cops arresting them.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you're here, Mo.
He knows way more about it than you and I.
Oh, yeah. Well, we would have made a joke about popping a squat
and
called it a day.
Yeah. I made that joke.
Well, when you're in Asia, the bathrooms are sometimes, there's no toilets. There's just holes in the floor. And you got to make sure there's nothing in your pockets, because when you squat, everything falls out of your pockets. Heard here first. Bungalore.com.
Snakes jump out at you, too.
Snakes? What are we talking about?
I don't know. Go ahead.
Glory holes.
Go ahead.
Glory hole joke.
No.
Okay. Oil spill closes Lake Ivanhoe.
Oil spill? Yeah. Is there like an oil derrick out there?
It's mineral oil.
Mineral oil? Isn't that what you get at CVS when you have like aches and pains?
It's in our electrical wiring.
What?
It's like underground utilities. They use it as a lubricant.
Ah, now you're speaking Brendan's language here.
For electrical wires, John. Mm. And they're redoing that whole section. Something happened, and they popped a vessel or something, and 1,800 gallons of mineral oil were discharged into nearby Lake Ivanhoe, which is actually a little bit toxic to humans and wildlife. So
sounds like it.
Yeah, you cannot go in the
kayak
lake.
Kayak there.
You don't do it this weekend.
No.
There will be signs up all around saying, "Please do not go in the water." There's a random guy that swims there every day, no matter what. I'm sure we'll see him there, growing a tail.
That's crazy.
So don't go in the water.
Is there like a sheen on the water right now?
They said you can visibly see it. When on the Lake Alert website for the city of Orlando, you can see it.
Poor Lake Ivanhoe.
1,800, which actually, you know.
18,000.
1,800 gallons.
Still a lot of gallons. Still a lot of gallons.
Of oil.
Mineral oil.
And then just up, it's in the dirt, too, all around there, which is already a plume area because of the Sentinel site. And the Ivanhoe factory building. Why are you laughing, Bo?
Just the Sentinel site.
Which that guy, the guy who bought that.
Somebody bought that?
The old Orlando Sentinel.
I thought the Tribune owned it.
What?
I thought the Tribune company owned the property.
No, they sold it to a Miami developer who's just sitting on it.
That's right.
And he told Craig Usler, allegedly, who Craig Usler told me, that the guy's just sitting on it. He's like, I don't see anything happening there for like another 10, 20 years.
That's what people do.
Just sitting on it.
That's what people do.
Holding up progress.
That's why they're wealthy, Brendan, and you and I are not.
Speaking of progress, United Arts just got a big old contract with the Downtown Development Board to bring art programming to downtown Orlando. And when they get things going, they want art stuff to be happening downtown every day. For a whole year.
Really?
There's like, going to
like
be
dancers?
Like
dancers?
Buskers. Pole dancers. Probably not pole dancers.
That might get some people downtown.
That would definitely
I'd be going. Downtown.
Mo would be downtown.
Whoa.
Every day.
How dare you, sir?
As a pole dancer.
I hear it's great exercise.
It's great. It really works your core.
Mo, you are in the office early today.
I actually just had a bunch of ladies come to bingo who are professional pole dancers, and we really bonded. Yeah,
I bet you did.
They're competitors around the world. Yeah. One of them was Russian, and I was like, I'm not surprised.
Okay.
I feel like one of you would have to be a Russian pole dancer.
So they want to bring buskers downtown. They want
buskers, live artists.
I love it.
Music. Yeah,
I'd love to see that.
$1,189,000 from the Downtown Development Board to start working on programming downtown.
Where do you put them?
That's part of the discussion, right? Is where does it go?
I know that guy with the bucket or the buckets outside of the Kia Center. He'll do
it. He's great.
Yeah, he's there all the time.
Give him a real little stage. I think that could be
a few hundred bucks. He'd be great.
I'm advocating for like designated cool little community stages downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like with a backdrop, so you know that they're supposed to be there. It's kind of special.
Okay.
I think that'd be fun.
You might get some people that aren't so good though, right?
Yeah, if it's curated, then you're good to go. But
so
you'd have to have a lanyard so you know they're supposed to be there.
You think you want people to try out to be a busker? Because they do that in certain cities where you gotta actually try out. You can't just show up.
I would imagine Key West they probably do that. Well, they have that.
Otherwise, it's just a bunch of nerds that are like, I think they're pretty good. Let's get this violinist to come set up on the corner. Like,
why do they have to be nerds?
Because it's
why you gotta call them
names?
It's
the bureaucracy.
Okay,
Mo. It's the.
Would you want to do that, Brendan? Would you want to be an artist out on the street?
I think they asked. I just got an email from the people who it's. Cole Neesmith is going to be working with them a little bit, and I'm on their Rolodex because of my dumpster merman stint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which
art that was a great performance.
Thank you very much.
So
I don't want to blow my own horn. But I was pretty good as a dumpster merman. I think I really shook some.
It is your calling,
things up.
In my opinion.
Why be a garbage human when you could be a dumpster merman, Mo? That's what I always say. A la carte number 2, their second location opening up very soon in Curry Ford West over Crystal Lake Drive. They just announced their food truck lineup.
Let's hear it.
You want to hear it?
I do. I saw one guy was leaving the other location though. Did you see that?
Which one?
Which location or which truck?
Which truck?
I don't remember.
Why'd you bring it up, John?
I thought maybe you would know.
What a waste of time.
I thought you would know.
We just wasted all air minute.
All right, tell me who's coming to A La Carte.
If you don't know what A La Carte is, it's a food truck bar garden.
Yeah, with beers and food trucks.
Yeah, craft beers and food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
They have 7 trucks.
Whoa.
First cohort, I think they actually have room for 10.
Oh, wow.
When they're done. Over Rice, that's Filipino, just like what we had here. 503 Latin Fusion, never heard of them. Nona Street Pizza, what? That's cool that we're importing like a Lake Nona food thing.
We were just out at Lake Nona this week.
We were.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Went to Coroma.
One of our famous listeners is here right now. It's going to be a full circle moment when he listens to us on Saturday.
All right.
That's
I think
funny.
I saw him speak at at an event one time.
Smash Dunk Burger. Olden.
What is that? Wait, what is Smash Dunk Burger?
I don't know. I'm just reading you the names. Well, I don't have any context.
They smash the burger and then they dunk it.
It sounds like a donut
something.
Like a donut
they give it
thing.
To you.
Are we dipping
smash
burgers in milk?
Dunk. It just means like they're big. Big enough for like a basketball player to fill their hands up.
All right.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Barrio Espanol. Oldenburg Provisions. That's a new German truck that's actually by someone who works at A La Carte who wants to launch a German food truck. So they're letting him cut his teeth there.
Cool.
And Taicho Sushi Bar.
All right.
That's sushi.
I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not going to be pizza. I don't think.
It could be pizza sushi.
And I went there. I just did a site visit last week.
Was there something there
before? No, it was like a car repair shop.
Mm.
And then everybody around did not want it to happen because they were worried about increases in traffic in the neighborhood.
That's what they always say.
But like, it's going to be busy. They're going to kill it. People were just honking their horns at it when I was there.
In protest or in favor of
it? I think, I don't really speak car horn, but I'm assuming
were they
it
flipping
was good.
You off as they were driving by or were they giving you the thumbs up?
I didn't see. I just heard.
Maybe
they
just
sounded
honking at you.
Exuberant.
All right,
yeah,
good.
They were
good.
Exuberant honks.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I think we're fine. Tickets are now on sale for Electric Daisy Carnival.
Oh, have you actually been? You went, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Remember I went and it was just crying teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, as soon as you get in, because your phone doesn't work, because there's no service, because there's too many people in one area, and it was all these kids that didn't know how to get home because their phones were dead or not working.
Oh, no.
There's no bike shares, car shares,
oh, no.
Ubers
not,
can't
not
get
over,
up
not,
too close
not
to the
camping
festival.
World.
So they're just stranded in Westlakes on an Orzboston Trail.
Start walking.
Yeah, so. Wearing hoochie shorts, you know, feeling very exposed.
This year we put payphones out there.
$100
a call.
Sponsored by Just
no,
Call
no,
Mo.
No, I don't want to be associated with that.
Just call Mo. Every call to you guys is free.
I have a van that I could pick them up in.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure other people now. Tried that too, John.
Hop in the van. Hop in the van.
Stop
hop
the human in my trafficking, van. John. Why don't you hop in my van, girls? You need to ride home. Gross, John.
What did the van look like? It had a giant face of Motowit on it. Oh, that's a good description. Yeah,
I'll
Thank
see
you.
It forever in my dreams.
We should be able to find
Mo's
that one.
Mo's laughing face as he drove away.
That should be easy to find in the neighborhood.
I'm sure the sketch artists will have fun with that.
Yeah.
I do want to see. That'd be a fun thing is getting a sketch artist to try to, if you describe Mo to a sketch artist.
I didn't do it with Mo, but I actually did a sketch
artist
thing
one
time.
Do it with Mo and see if they can draw his face.
It's harder than you think. It is. Even if you know the person
really
well.
I remember your spot on
it. Yeah, it was hard. Not as easy as you think.
Oh, your spot on Regina Hill where you play pool with her was very interesting.
Thank you.
I liked it.
He did not say good, but
you had shaggy hockey hair.
It was a great spot. I did a video a long time ago with Commissioner Hill where we played pool together, and I interviewed her while we were playing
at a
pool.
Community center
at the Paramore.
It was
at
very
the Callahan Center.
John in the streets.
Yeah,
you know, like getting to know our people.
It was fun. Yeah. I did one of those with Billy Maines.
You did?
I did. We played miniature golf together.
What?
Yeah.
Was he good?
No.
Billy Maines, my writing mentor at Orlando Weekly.
I did one with Dan Dennis of Tom and Dan fame.
Oh, my gosh.
That was Frisbee, right?
Yep. I played Frisbee with him.
I'm seeing them. I get to go. I'll be doing the Friday free show.
All right.
If you're listening now, you missed it. But go catch the YouTube. Actually, Brenda will be making an appearance.
You should probably sit on Tom's lap. That'd be awesome.
He was very engaged with me when I did drag on the show maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago on Tom and Dan. Tom has never paid more attention to me than he did that day. And I did catch him looking at my Nerf ball boobs a lot.
That guy.
Yeah, I know. I liked it. I like his hair. College Park Main Street is launching a new quarterly sip and stroll this Saturday.
Oh, they usually do them Wednesday. Wind down Wednesday.
This is new. Totally new.
I just drink when I go to Publix anyway, so this will be great.
Are we doing okay? Problem.
No, we're doing good.
Okay.
So wait, I can drink and sip and stroll on
20
Saturday.
Bucks, 16 spots. You can get beer, wine, or cocktails.
At every spot?
At those 16 spots.
For 20 bucks?
Yeah.
That's a deal.
You can't buy it in person. You got to buy it in advance. 20 bucks right now. Go look on bungalore.com. We have the ticket link there.
Cool.
Crealde School of Art hosting their special open house this weekend because they just went through some big renovations. They want to show it off. So you can see their new fancy campus. I'm sure that means they washed the windows or something, right? Looks good. I want to see what they did for a renovation there. What do you think it'll look like?
It'll just look like an art space, right?
With clean windows
With clean windows.
With clean windows.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Your wife used to work there.
She did.
We can unpack that trauma off the air.
About a year. She worked there a year.
And that was enough. Working with arts institutions is a whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I just recommended ArtReach to somebody for the first time.
Were you drunk?
No, I was sober. They had a bunch of paints, and I was like,
mad? Are you mad at that person?
To send them their way. Broken Strings Brewery needs your help.
They sure do. They need 30 grand, Mo.
Yeah,
30 grand, maybe not that much now.
7 grand now.
Oh, they got it down.
They just launched a GoFundMe. They're trying to raise $30,000.
This is those strings?
Fix their broken strings.
All right. So this is the brewery next to or near the stadium, soccer stadium.
That was funnier than it should have been, though. I really appreciate that joke. That was good.
Yep. Why I never get invited back.
Have you been to this brewery, Mo? Do you know which one we're talking about?
No, I don't know which one it is.
Right by
Paramore, right by the city soccer stadium.
Okay, I think I know which one
it's
about.
The closest one. It's really the one place to go get a beer.
Kind of weird murals inside, you know. Yeah. But the owner, Charles Frizzell, very sweet. Great beer. They're very entrenched in the soccer community, but they've had a tough year. They had a lot of equipment breakdowns. They had to replace it, and that's expensive, you know, things that they weren't expecting. So They think 30 grand could set them right. They're almost there.
They're close.
We have the GoFundMe link listed up on bungalore.com if you want to help out. I'd love to see it. Dr. Phillips Center is saying they can't finish their third phase of development.
They've already, that thing's without, already cost $1 billion.
I know. Yeah. It just keeps going.
Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful, though.
And they wanted to do that whole ambitious outdoor performing area, right?
Okay, yep.
Double decker. It looked like a grilled cheese, kind of.
Grilled cheese are delicious.
And Kathy Ransberger, I guess, just said, we can't do it without tourist tax development dollars and funding from the city.
Of course.
They want $175 million.
Which is, like, not as much as the rest of it has cost.
No, but at some point,
it's probably time to just we're done.
Do we need a double-decker outdoor performing space?
Probably not.
Come on.
Not that I know of. I mean, I saw the plans, and they looked really cool. I just don't know what would
you... I did like looking at it.
But what would you do out there that... Is it for programming? Like, to have shows? Or
yeah,
just,
there were some outdoor performance spots.
Outdoor pole dancing, mostly.
Pole dancing. Uh-huh.
Oh, now.
Yeah, movie now you're stuff. Their jazz, outdoor jazz garden stuff they want to do, too.
But, like, a lot of those things they could do inside, right? It's just cooler to do it outside.
You can fit more people outside if you do, like jazz in the park.
But
fresh air is good for you.
It's tough in Florida, though, right? I mean, that's the biggest complaint. Like, there's only so many months out of the year.
Well, yeah, but if you're under
a dome. All right.
Yeah. It's all not right. A dome. Did you not see the renderings?
I just remember there was like
it's two levels.
Like a walk. Yeah, like a walkway up there. And it was
cool.
And then
you're underneath the walkway. Ah. That could be a thing. You're covered from the sun.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Nothing else to say about it.
Well, I mean, I guess at some point, is it ever done? Is the Dr. Phillips Center done?
Or same do with, just, like, I love Camping World, but when's Camping World done?
There is some things they need to finish.
Start
there.
Over, like, but they've done that, you know.
No, the upper deck has not been redone.
But that's what they're getting.
That's what I mean with
the tourist tax development dollars.
I mean, those are like high school bleachers up there, so they do need to fix that.
I don't understand. The plaza just went through this whole huge renovation. It looks beautiful. But they have collapsible old chairs.
Yeah, they ain't done yet.
No, they're not done yet.
We were there for an event the other
week. Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's not done yet. It's a construction zone. Which
is you and a bunch of drywall, right?
Yep, pretty much.
But like,
it is nice.
But get some nice chairs or something. You know?
I mean, they still got to be collapsible because some people, they don't want, some events don't want chairs.
Put it on wheels. Like, I don't know.
You're right. No, you're right.
I don't want to be sitting on some old doctor collapsible chair. Like I'm at like a high school gymnasium thing. Mm-hmm. Like if you're paying a ticket and you're in like a multi-million dollar building, you should have some cushion on your cushion. On your cushion on your tushion.
All right, we got to go. We're actually out
of time. Is that it?
Yeah, we're out of time.
All right. Well, that's it. Hey, Moses.
Are you sure you're going to come back, Mo?
Probably. Well, maybe. Think about it.
He's coming next week.
To the show. I meant to Kaya, you'll come back, though.
Oh, to the restaurant, I'll come back. Dealing with you two idiots, not so sure.
How dare you? I don't blame you.
We got to thank Kaya for having us.
For some amazing service.
Super good. Super good food. The
my neighbor, Matt Lowry, over here, he's so funny.
Uh-huh.
I just had to give him a shout out.
All right.
Nice to meet new people. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you guys next week.